You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome, Philly, to your favorite sports show.
Babes on Bra.
Hosted by Jesse Town and Sam Wilson. They're smart, they're sexy, and they're all Philly. So thanks for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome into episode number 96 of Babes on Broad. I'm Sam Stafford with my co-host Jesse Taylor, and we are the Babes on Broad, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. The Birds are 11-1, baby, after a dominant win over the Titans, 35-10. A game that a lot of people were nervous about going
even
into
picking Titans over the Eagles.
Yes, and it was. I mean, because their run defense didn't look that great up until that point. And then Derrick Henry, obviously that was the biggest nerve-wracking thing. They held Derrick Henry to 30 yards total.
So, so he got nowhere.
Yes. So super refreshing to see that. And I kind of look at that game and I'm hoping that's like the tone that they're setting for the rest of the season. And they just keep that strong path. But going this week, they head to Rutherford. Is it Rutherford, New Jersey?
East Rutherford?
Yeah, something like that. They're going to New Jersey to play the Giants. There you
Going to New Jersey to play the New York Giants.
Yeah. They really are close, though. We drove by them the other day, like by the stadium when we were going up to Vermont. And literally the highway that we were on, like you look right and it's New York City. You look left and it's MetLife. So like they are really close.
They are really close. But technically, they're still, it's still not.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. It's a New Jersey address. It's like the people that say they're Philadelphia.
And live in Cherry Hill.
Yeah, and they have a Westchester address. That's me.
That's me. Anyway, the Giants. They're 7-4-1. They started off hot, but they have been 1-3-1 since October 30th. So they took a loss, had their bye, and have been, what is that? 1-2-1 since their bye week.
Their tie came last week against Washington.
That was,
which I'm saying that kind of like it's Washington, even though we lost, but yeah, came last week against Washington.
I mean, the Giants are still the Giants, dare I say it? Like, I will say, so okay, Daniel Jones, 15 total touchdowns this year, 4 interceptions and 2 fumbles. He is not turning the ball over like he used to. Congratulations on that improvement. That's where it stops.
Yeah, to go along with that, also, like even last week, he was sacked 4 times. So their offensive line hasn't really helped him. He is doing pretty good on QB runs. I think he's averaging like over 6 yards per carry when he decides to run the ball. Which is just still so funny to me because I'll never forget when we first saw him and we're like, oh, Daniel Jones. And then he like ran like 80 yards for the touchdown or whatever.
He
or not touchdown,
he fell before. The turf monster was out to get him.
But he still ran like 80 yards on that or whatever. Something insane. But like, it's just crazy. At least it's not only us, but it's still just weird because he doesn't look like he'd be a rushing quarterback. But yeah, I mean, so.
He doesn't look athletic.
No, he doesn't. Exactly.
He looks like
he looks like a true lanky white quarterback. That's what he looks like.
Yes. 100%.
But sneaky runs. But so that's really the only thing that's still concerning. They don't have any targets on that offense, really. Darius Slayton's really their only pass weapon that, like, you should have some fear over, I feel like. And then obviously Saquon, but he's had injury issues. Poor Saquon. Yeah. I want so bad for him to be able to stay healthy, and I really think he just needs a change of scenery, but I don't think New York will ever let that happen.
I mean, they'd be stupid to, but
I
totally agree. Like, they don't have, you know, they don't have much that scares you. And that, you know, I hope that's not naive to say. Like, obviously you have to respect everybody in front of you. NFC East opponent, like, have to take that seriously. Yes. Not that you ever take a game lightly in the NFL.
Yes.
But, you know, the Eagles defense played their best game on Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. You know, like you said, held Derrick Henry to just 30 yards on 11 carries, stifled that entire offense. And, you know, additionally, the other thing that I saw that I thought was really interesting and important to note is that Derrick Henry, who leads the league in broken tackles, didn't have a single broken tackle on Sunday either. So a huge credit to the Eagles defense and, you know, the way they were coached, the way they were played, and, you know, getting the job done with the opponent in front of them. Like,
yeah. Well, and even just to go along with that. So obviously they completely shut down Henry, but they also got 6 sacks. So it's not even just them shutting down their biggest weapon. They were just on them and aggressive from the start. And that is just, I mean, I'm sure any team would love that, but that is such, like, Philly style football, is just be aggressive and be a dog. And it was awesome to see them finally be that dominant, because on paper, we've expected that all season.
Right.
So now it's just awesome to see it against a high level opponent.
Right. And I do think that a big part of that were absolutely the moves that Howie Roseman made in bringing in Linval Joseph and Ndamukong Suh, just to be able to get, because, you know, Fletcher Cox is getting older. And he can still be very effective, but if he's out there 98% of the snaps, like, you don't get tired. I would get tired. So having those rotational pieces to constantly, to, like, freshen up some of the bodies out there, it has clearly been an enormous boost for this defensive line. And they're finally starting to, you know, we said, you know, there's so much money on that defensive line and there's so many names on that defensive line that, like, at some point we understand that the box score and the numbers and the stats don't always tell the full story, but at some point you just want to, you just want those numbers. Right. And I think we're finally starting to get that a little bit more.
I agree. And it's also nice because not only have Joseph and Sue, like, we've seen them step up and come to the plate, but just to your point against Fletcher, we've seen him dominate more in the last couple games. So it's just spreading the wealth all over. And that's what you need when it comes down to four quarters of football, when it's going to be tight football.
Right. So, you know, again, there aren't many huge big name threats on the opposite side of the ball for the defense. And then in terms of, you know, the other way, the Giants defense, they're, you know, Leonard Williams and Adoree Jackson are both banged up. They're giving up 360 yards per game, which is 23rd in the NFL. For comparison purposes, the Eagles are giving up less than 300 yards at 296 per game, which is 2nd in the NFL. And, you know, they're allowing a lot on the ground and a lot through the air. They're really not great on either side, and, you know, allowed Taylor Heinicke to dominate a little bit last week. So, you know, and I think that going into this week, like, we touched on it a little bit, like, it's going to be competitive, always is in the NFC East. You know, you can't take it lightly, but you really think that Jalen Hurts is going to go back to the Meadowlands and not continue to play at the level he's been playing over the last couple of weeks, especially after that egg he laid there last year? Yep. Remember how badly he played and then didn't play the next time they were there, when they went up and played the Jets, because he was hurt. So, you know, you think he's going to go back up there and not be the Jalen Hurts we've seen?
Not even that, too. It's so, one, they're playing there where he had a terrible game. But then also, we play them, like, either the last or the second to the last game of the season for us. And if we perform how we should perform these last couple games, we may not even have him out there for long on that. So this might be his only time this year that he really gets to have that kind of redemption against the Giants. So I expect him to go off. And obviously he knows that in his head and his team's going to try to help him out. But honestly, at this point, I don't know if Jalen really needs that extra motivation because he's been performing so well. But you know he has that in the back of his mind.
Sure. And I think that, you know, they're just little – I think in terms of the whole season has been that motivation in his mind. Like, I don't think he needs those, like, little things here and there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he would obviously – I don't think he would ever say before or after if he did – you know, because like last week, right? Like AJ Brown downplayed the matchup and everything, and then afterwards was like, you know, I did have it circled on my calendar. Mm. I don't think that's
well. You don't want to give on bulletin board material before the game either. So
we've learned,
yeah,
we've all learned. So I just think that, you know, he's just so locked in, and he's been playing. You know, there were a couple games that were like not his best games of the season, but they weren't bad games by any stretch. And mm-hmm. I just think that, you know, the Eagles are a complete football team. And last week, I dare say, was one of the most complete games, aside from the penalties, which good grief. Yeah. But aside from that, it was the best game that they have played all three phases together. And I can't tell you how long.
I agree. Well, special teams hasn't been hot all. Special teams hasn't been hot at all, really, this year. So that was the first time, like you said, in all three phases that we saw it complete.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will give our keys to the game, last minute thoughts on the matchup, as well as our final score prediction. You are listening to the Babes on Broad on BGN Radio.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome back into episode number 96 of Babes on Broad. Like we said before the break, we're going to the Giants this week. Jess, what are your keys to success for the Birds?
I think, you know, mine are very consistent. They're the same as always, and it's, you know, one of the strengths of this football team. Yes, and Ruby agrees. After her first game last week, she saw the strengths of this team and she absolutely agrees. dominate the line of scrimmage. This game is well in the Eagles' control if they dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. If the defense can make Daniel Jones a little bit uncomfortable, if they can force one of these turnovers that they're not doing a lot of this year, if the defense can do that, win the turnover battle a little bit, I think no problem there. Rattle Daniel Jones. This Eagles secondary is, I mean, they are the dominant force on, you know, they have the upper hand of that matchup. The Eagles wide receivers have the upper hand of their matchup. Mm-hmm. And the Eagles offensive line, similarly, if, you know, they're giving up a lot of yards in the run game as well, give the ball to Miles Sanders. Let it happen. Especially if Saquon plays, give the ball to Miles Sanders. Let Miles Sanders have his moment. He has been waiting for this moment since he came to the league because I don't even think they've been healthy at the same
time. You're right, because, yeah, I was going to say because of injuries. Both. That's crazy. I didn't even think of that. That's
so let Miles Sanders have his moment. Just do it for me. Dominate the line of scrimmage, and the Eagles are in control. It's simple, but it's effective.
I agree 100%. Because like we said in the first half, is when you pair these teams on paper, Eagles are by far the better team and roster on paper. But with that being said, obviously division game.
Yes.
You can never, ever, ever go into a division game thinking it's going to be an easy win. One thing that always I think I might have mentioned this in the first part is Daniel Jones. Please do just not let him run on you, because it's frustrating. And I feel like it's one of those things, as unathletic as he looks at all times, somehow he ends up having a good rushing game against Philly. So I really hope they just kind of control that a little bit, come out dominant from the start. Mm-hmm. And then watch the Saquon situation, because I'm assuming he's going to play, but they did say that he was on IR now because of neck problems. So I don't know if that'll affect
He wasn't on the injury report for Wednesday, but he was on for Thursday. So I don't know if that happened in practice, if it's something nagging him.
No.
Like, who knows?
Everything I tried to look up quick before we started filming was basically everybody questioning the same thing, is if it was a lingering thing from Sunday that wasn't reported, or if it happened in practice. Nobody really knows at this moment. So I'm sure we'll find out before this episode comes out, because that always happens.
That's always what happens.
Yes.
10 minutes after we hit, you know, stop recording is when that's going to come out. But as of 11:07 a.m. on Friday, December 8th, we don't know. I think you're totally on. There's a couple things that if they get hot, they can be concerning, but the Eagles should have the upper hand. You can never take it lightly. Every game in the NFL is a tough game. Any given Sunday, we talked about that a lot last year, especially with that the wild way that the league was going. And I mean, you can see anything, even just by the Thursday night game last night, right? Like Baker Mayfield was a Ram for 48 hours and led a 98-yard game-winning drive. Like,
yeah, that was nutty. I will say, if I'm a betting woman on this game, I really like, because obviously I am a betting woman.
Yeah, I was going to say, you are a betting woman.
Yes, I am a betting woman. I really like Daniel Jones to throw an interception on this one. I think that's the best bet for this game. There's a lot of good bets.
Sam, I love that bet.
Yes, I really like that. I could just because I think we're playing so complete. And if we take from last week and put it into this week, which I said earlier, I think it's really is going to be just that really turning point and setting the tone for the rest of the season after playing the Titans. So I think it really is just going to be our defensive line putting pressure on him. And I think he is going to try to be somewhat of a hero. And I can just see him a couple times trying to throw the ball away while he's getting hit. And our secondary is just everywhere. And our defense is everywhere. And somebody's going to pick it off. I see it. So Daniel Jones interception.
I think that weirdly, one of the Eagles' potential advantages. So they have a couple of linebacker injuries, which could end up leading to either N'Kobe Dean starting this week or seeing a lot of N'Kobe Dean again. I think with his speed, we have less to worry about with Daniel Jones breaking off a longer run, because N'Kobe Dean can cover. I don't know if I forget who tweeted it, but I saw a tweet of like just how far, it actually might have been Victor Williams. He might have tweeted it out. Like, you see how much ground this man covers in like 3.5 seconds. It's insane how fast this kid is.
Yeah.
So the power he also has, he tackled Derrick Henry with one arm at one point on Sunday. If he is in the game, I am actually a lot less concerned about Daniel Jones. Like, you know, I don't think Daniel Jones is going to beat the Philadelphia Eagles with his legs, but obviously even Ryan Tannehill broke off a couple, like, mm-hmm. to get them the first down, right? And keep a drive alive here and there. I think that with N'Kobe Dean on the field, that threat is neutralized immensely.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great point.
So let's hope that happens.
But with that, yeah, we almost, I was going to say, we almost didn't say our score. So yes, I think it is going to be a big game. I think we will let up some scores to the Giants, but I think our offense is just going to, I love what you said about Miles going against Saquon. But I really think that we see a lot in the air from the birds too. So I think it's going to be quite high scoring for them. I'm going 33-20.
That's so funny. Are we getting more like mentally in sync after 4 years, or are we just smarter? I don't know what could be all of the above. Who knows? But my score is like very similar to yours. Because I feel the same way. I think that the Eagles are just putting up points. Their offense is clicking on all cylinders. And I think the defense is playing really well, and they are going to continue to play well and play together and continue to build on what they have so far. I, again, agree with you. I think the Giants are probably going to score a couple times, you know, knowing an NFC East game. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, going into halftime, it's a close game. And the majority of the Giants points are in the first half. But I'm with you. I see like a 30-18 kind of ordeal. So
I love it.
Let's hope. And you know what? I weirdly feel good about it. Dare I say that? I probably regret that, but the Giants don't really scare me, but again, you need to respect everybody in front of you, but ultimately.
Nah. No. And the Eagles know that. One, they're just getting downright disrespected by national media with everybody choosing the Cowboys to win the NFC over them. NFC East, like NFC. So they know they're getting disrespected, and they also know that game on Christmas Eve is going to be huge. So they quite literally don't have room to drop any of these. Mm-hmm. So I think they're going to come out with a vengeance.
I agree. And I just, yeah, I think that in 2017, the Eagles did get a lot of that national recognition, and they did get a lot of the, oh, look out for the Eagles. But right now, I feel like, I don't know why they aren't getting any of that respect. And
I love the underdog mentality.
Yeah. Do not disrespect the Philadelphia Eagles. They will make you pay. Like, just don't.
100%.
It's bad for you, honestly, at this point. But I think it's going to be a quote good game in the first half, but the Eagles are going to run away with this one.
I agree.
100%. That's our episode for the day. Thank you for listening to episode 96 of Babes on Broad. As always, thank you to SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation for hosting our show. We'll be back early next week to recap the game, which again, we hope is a nice win to bring us to 12-1. The Eagles can also, I'm pretty sure, clinch their playoff spot if they win this week, correct?
I don't know about that. I didn't hear that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
I think, I forget if there was something else that needed to happen. I don't remember if there was a second, like if one they win, someone else loses, but I'm pretty sure, don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure there's.
I mean, yes. It makes sense because they'd have a 5-game lead over, at least over the Giants.
Yes. I think Ruby's telling me that Ruby's saying that it's true. They can clinch the playoff spot.
That is true. She heard it.
And so we're going to go with that. And if we're wrong, blame the baby. So make sure you're paying attention to all the socials for everything going on BGN. Make sure you're tuning in for all the good stuff we have coming at you after the show or after the game, all week this week. But we will talk to you next week. Go Birds.